You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time for our regular weekly catch-up with RNIB's Chief Executive Simon Antrobus. More stories from the charity today. Thanks for joining us, Simon.
Hi, Alan.
Busy time of it once again with stakeholders too.
Of course, RNIB is this fantastic organisation doing great work supporting blind and partially sighted people, advocating alongside them. But we need to be able to do that with the support of others. And that might be about donations. So funders funding us, not just our individual donors who we're incredibly grateful to, but equally funding institutions and foundations. And also, we need to be a curious organisation. So we should be consulting with and listening to people who have an interest in what we're doing, who can offer advice and guidance. So I've spent a bit of time over the last couple of weeks doing that, spending time with some of our stakeholders, talking about the things that are really important to blind and partially sighted people. And it's really important that we do this, whether that's people who are involved in trusts and foundations that fund our work, or whether it's people who have a stake or an interest in the outcomes of supporting blind and partially sighted people. And look, that's really important because obviously we want to make sure that our funders, our supporters, so those trusts and foundations that make big donations to us, properly understand what we're trying to achieve and the difference we're trying to make alongside blind and partially sighted people. They have a real interest in supporting us, so keeping them up to date is really important. But equally, I spent some time with someone today who's a big funder in the trust and foundation world, and what you really want to understand from them, and they're not funding us in the way that we would like to just yet, is what would make them get excited about RNIB. So spending time with trusts and foundations is a really important way of making sure that we're making the right offer to encourage and excite them to donate to us. And then on the other side, I want to be curious about this organisation. I want to know and understand what people feel about us and how they might be able to help us. So I spent time with someone this week reflecting on all the services and support that we provide and how we can enhance it and make it better. And obviously, we have those conversations regularly within the organisation, but enabling somebody to come in with an outside perspective and give you a view on those things is a really interesting way to look at things. And equally, you have these conversations, you spark ideas, and then you're meeting somebody else. So it's really important that we engage with all our supporters, whether they're trusts and foundations, whether they're funders, or whether they're people with a real interest in the difference we can make for blind and partially sighted people. It's a enjoyable part of the job that I do, but really important in that ambassadorial work that we undertake as leaders in the organisation.
Well, we had recently the big milestone of funding that we reached through Postcode Lottery, who have been involved with RNIB for some time. You know, a lot of that money goes on some very specific projects. Is that a challenge then when you think about all the other charities that are going to organisations like Postcode Lottery, for example, or you know, other trusts and so on, looking for funding for projects? Is it about trying to be more innovative with the projects that are coming up with?
It's a whole myriad of things, Alan. It's partially, but not all, about the relationship you build with your potential funder, whether that's a trust or foundation. Postcode Lottery is a fantastic supporter of ours. And Clara, who's the managing director of Postcode Lottery, I spent some time with recently, and she's been incredibly helpful in advising and guiding me as the CEO of RNIB, but equally thinking about what we can do in that trust and foundation world. But I think it starts with a level of insight and knowledge and understanding about what you're talking about, so that you've got some real clarity built on evidence. Then you need this really important thing, which is authenticity. So is this genuinely going to make a difference for blind and partially sighted people? And then there's this double-edged sword. Sometimes, not always, but sometimes it's about innovation. And being new and creative and imaginative. And other times it's about practical steps that will make a difference in communities for blind and partially sighted people. So you have to balance it off. It's a judgment call when to talk about innovation, when to talk about the practical, straightforward difference we make. You know, if you've called the helpline, people will know that if they call the helpline, they get immense support. And that's just a straightforward interaction between two human beings. And I think that's a really important thing that we provide, the support we provide, and that needs to be funded. It's not necessarily innovative, but it's important, and we need to balance off the two. So those things that we might want to do that are innovative, those things that are straightforward and authentic and make a real difference in people's lives on a day-to-day basis.
And those connections as well, you know, not just funding, it can be just for making changes that affect people's everyday lives. And we were talking recently with the RNIB guys over in Northern Ireland, you know, a couple of big events for them where we had one of the biggest shopping centre, I think it is, in Ireland, which now has NaviLens. RNIB Northern Ireland has been heavily involved in that, the system that allows blind and partially sighted people to use a free app to go round buildings. They use the phone, it finds these NaviLens codes, it can give information, it can give directions and so on. And it's also been installed now in the main transport hub in Belfast, you know, the main train station, bus station. A lot of work going into that, a lot of connections being built, and you're trying to convince someone like TransLink, the main operator, to say, yeah, okay, this is valued, but how is it valued? And actually getting them to do it. So those connections are really strong again.
That absolutely are. And this is part of this ambassadorial work I'm talking about. So, you know, you build your knowledge and information, you've got fantastic understanding about what you're doing. NaviLens is a great example about that. And then you need to be able to integrate it into establishments and facilities and communities. And I'm delighted that we play that part as RNIB. Of course, we need to provide important support on a day-to-day basis. But equally, this opportunity to influence, to inspire, to engage communities and facilities is critical. And interestingly, again, Alan, this week I've been talking to an individual and an organisation, quite a significant organisation, about how we can help them understand how better to establish their facilities so that there's greater accessibility for blind and partially sighted people. It's a day-to-day thing for us, and I'm delighted that we play that part, engaging those organisations and encouraging them to think differently about setting themselves up for success so that blind and partially sighted people can engage with their communities and facilities.
I was actually I was invited along, Simon, to do a feature on the Royal Yacht Britannia, who have these audio guides now for blind and partially sighted people that really give very in-depth descriptions when you go around the yacht. And I was chatting to them about NaviLens, and they're now really interested in perhaps looking at getting NaviLens on the ships as well, which I think is great. Sometimes it's just a simple conversation.
Absolutely. And I have that view very strongly. I was emailing the colleagues across RNIB only last week about this important ambassadorial role we all play. And you never know who you're going to be speaking to. So it's always important, isn't it, to shine a light on the issues that blind and partially sighted people face, to talk positively and constructively about the difference that RNIB makes, and to offer suggestions. Because as you know, you just never know who you're talking to. And there's always an opportunity to shift things in the right direction for blind and partially sighted people.
Indeed. And if you want to check out more on RNIB's services, do have a look at the website. It's rnib.org.uk. The helpline guys that are there, very friendly, very knowledgeable, on 0303 123 9999, or use your smart speaker to call RNIB's helpline. That's it for this week. Look after yourself in that heat, Simon. We'll catch up with you again next week on RNIB Connect Radio.
You too, Alan. Thanks a lot.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.